grace. He was a man who was a blessing and an encouragement to the Lord's churches, to the Lord's people. He was a blessing and encouragement to some wherever he went, and all of this was despite great opposition. Almost everywhere he went, he faced fierce opposition. All of this was despite great affliction. He was afflicted in body, soul, and spirit. And all of this was in spite of loneliness. Many times he was all alone. More than one time he was forsaken by his friends, by his companions. And more than once he sat in prison all alone. And Paul, of course, serves as an example to you and I on serving the Lord. He serves as an example to what we can be spiritually. And the verses that we just read reveal several qualities about Paul, reveal his mindset, reveal how Paul thought. In fact, in verse 15 we read, "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or mature, be thus minded." Let us be like-minded with Paul. "And if in anything ye be otherwise minded," that is, if you do not have this mind, "God shall reveal even this unto you." But we see as we read these verses that Paul was a man who had great spiritual desires. Every one of us are somewhere spiritually. Every single one of us, whether saved or lost, we're all somewhere spiritually. We want to speak to the saved. Every single one of us are somewhere spiritually. We all have a spiritual condition. It could be a good spiritual condition. It could be a not so good spiritual condition. But for every one of us, we are somewhere spiritually, and for every single one of us, there is something spiritually. And for every single one of us, there is something more than where we are, something more than what we are. And if we were to ask everyone here today, "Do you want to be a blessing and encouragement to your brothers and sisters in Christ?" I'm sure everyone would raise their hand. Do you want to be a blessing to the church? Do you desire to serve the Lord more than you are now? Just about everyone would raise their hand. But if we were to ask everyone, "Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to have everything that God has for you?" Fewer could, in all honesty, raise their hand. I want to speak this morning. The subject, we've spoken on these verses in the past. We've spoken upon the subject that is presented here. And the subject that is presented here is a subject that ought to be engraved upon our hearts, ought to be engraved upon our minds, especially as we enter the new year. There's something about a new year. People like to think of a fresh start. Really, God's people would be wise not to look at it as a year. You'd be wise just to live each day as it comes. And don't worry about the year. You just worry about today. And if tomorrow comes, then you can live for tomorrow. But we want to notice, first of all, the mindset of Paul. We want to speak upon the subject of pressing on. There are some phrases here that reveal the mindset of of Paul. In verses 10 through 14, there are seven phrases that reveal the mindset, the desire, the pursuit of Paul. And as you read those verses, verses 10 through 14 in particular, as you read those verses, the idea is one of going forward. You do not see Paul, you do not get the idea of going backwards. You do not get the idea of standing still. You get the idea of someone who is going beyond where they are. And again, we're all somewhere spiritually. And it ought to be our desire, to wherever we are spiritually, that we go beyond where we are. That we advance further spiritually. That we make some spiritual progress. And as you read verses 10 through verse 14, each of these phrases reveal the fact that the child of God should not be just a mere spectator. We've got too many spectators. Too many people who know what everybody else should do, and they just sit there and do nothing. What we need are some participants. And Paul speaks here in verses 10 through verse 14 of not a spectator, but a participant. We want to look at these phrases because, again, it reveals the mindset of Paul. He says in verse 10 that I may know him. That I may know him. Paul desired a greater, a more personal knowledge of the Lord. He says, my determined purpose, my purpose in life is to know the Lord more than I do. To grow in my knowledge of the Lord. To be more deeply, intimately acquainted with the Lord, that I may know him, that I may have a greater understanding of who he is, that I may have a greater understanding of the wonders of his person, that I may see him more clearly, that I may be more attached to him, that I may know him. What Paul wanted was a closer association with the Lord. How many would like that today? A closer association with the Lord. A more intimate contact with the Lord. Greater fellowship with the Lord. A deeper relationship with the Lord. And I believe such is possible for every child of God here. Again, we're all somewhere spiritually. And we all know something of the Lord. And there is more for us to know. Every one of us can know more than we do about the Lord. How do you get to know someone? You talk to them. You listen to them, more importantly. If you want to know the Lord, talk to him. More importantly, listen to him. When Paul says that I may know him, he is saying I want to experience him more. It's not just having a greater knowledge of him. It's not just knowing some more facts about the Lord, but it is experiencing him more and more in my life. That should be the desire of every single child of God. I want to experience God more in my life than I ever have before. And this is what Paul is saying. And again, I believe such is possible for every child of God. I want to have a more vivid sense of who God is. And again, I believe such is possible for every single one of us. How highly right now do you desire, how highly do you value a closer, deeper relationship with the Lord? Secondly, notice also in verse 10 or verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. The word attain means to gain. It means to achieve. It means to obtain. Paul is saying there is more spiritually for me to gain. That's true of all of us. There is something more for each one of us to gain spiritually. There is something more for each one of us to achieve spiritually. There is something more for each one of us to obtain spiritually. And Paul is saying here, I want to gain more. I want to attain more. I want to achieve more. I want to obtain more spiritually. I want to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He goes on, he's in verse 12, the third thing, I might follow after. And to follow is to extend ourselves. Here it's the idea of a runner in a race. It's to extend ourselves using every fiber of our being, every bit of our strength, to be what God would have us to be, to see what God would have us to see, to experience what God would have us to experience. We put forth every fiber of our being to obtain more spiritually, to be more spiritually. Again, do you believe today that there is more for you spiritually? There is more for you spiritually. Now I ask you, do you desire to have what's there? Do you desire to have more spiritually? Are you willing to extend yourself as far as possible in order to obtain what God has for you? The fourth phrase in verse 12, that I may apprehend, that I may seize, that I may grasp, that I may lay hold of, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. If you're saved, Jesus Christ apprehended you. He laid hold of you, and now there is more out there for you to lay hold of. And Paul is saying, I want to lay hold of everything that God has for me. I want it. I want everything there is for me. I want everything that there is spiritually for me. I want to lay hold of it. I want to grasp it. I want to have it in my grip, is what Paul is saying. And then he goes on, he says this one thing, verse 13, I do. This one thing I do. This speaks of the devotion of his heart. One thing. It's not two things. It's not three things. That's our problem today. We have too many things going on. Paul said this one thing I do. He's speaking of a priority in his life. Up to this point, notice that all his desires are going in one direction. Everything is focused in one direction. Everything is focused upon one thing: Jesus Christ. That which Jesus Christ has for us. As we've said before, The main thing was the main thing. That's a big problem today. That's a big problem today in the lives of God's people. The main thing is not the main thing. In fact, the main thing is not even number two. It might not even be in the top five. Depends on what day you ask. But with Paul, all his desires are going in one direction. So we need to realize that there is more out there for us spiritually, and we need to focus upon that one thing. We need to focus upon the spiritual. And I'm afraid a lot of God's people have lost their focus. It's easy to do. It's very easy to do. Especially in the world in which we live. The world is not encouraging you. God's people are not encouraging you to focus upon the spiritual. The world is encouraging us to focus on everything but the spiritual. And the world is in a rush. They're going in all directions at one time. And if we're not careful, we get caught up in that. And pretty soon we've lost. We've lost our focus. Paul is saying, this one thing I do. That is, he had his focus upon one thing. And then notice in verse 13, he talks about reaching forth, which again speaks of intense endeavor. It speaks of effort in obtaining more spiritually. How much effort do you and I put forth for the spiritual? We say we know there is more out there for us spiritually. How much effort? I mean, how much effort do you really make to grow spiritually? How much effort do you put forth to obtain, to experience what God has for you? And then along those same lines in verse 14, he says, I press toward the mark. That speaks of his desire. That speaks of his hunger. That speaks for his thirsting. That speaks for his longing. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many are pressing toward that mark? Pressing toward the mark of Christ. He is saying, Jesus Christ is my goal. We all need goals. And our number one goal should always be Jesus Christ. Should always be the spiritual. And all other goals are to be subordinate to that one goal. Now there, we see also in verse 8, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. He is saying there that he's willing to renounce everything for spiritual gain. What are we willing today to renounce in order to gain spiritually? Being a pastor, it's a constant battle with individuals, a constant argument with individuals who want to hold on to everything this world has to offer, and yet at the same time, gain spiritually. What are you willing to renounce? And there are some sitting here, you're not going to renounce anything. You have no intention of renouncing anything for the cause of Christ. But if you want more spiritually, if you want to gain spiritual ground, you have to be willing to renounce anything and everything that might stand in the way. Amen. That means we might have to renounce our own thinking. We might have to renounce our own ways. We might have to renounce some of our desires. We might have to renounce some of our plans. But Paul is saying that he is willing to renounce everything in order to gain spiritually. So this reveals the mind of Paul. But then notice in verse 15, "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or spiritually mature, be thus minded," or be like-minded. Paul had an unquenchable dedication for the Lord. He had an unquenchable desire. He wanted to know more. He wanted to be more. He wanted to do more. And because of this, he had an unstoppable determination. It doesn't take much to stop most of God's people today. One little inconvenience and their life is derailed. Doesn't take much to derail most of God's people today. That's because they lack the determination. There's more out there for me spiritually, and I'm going to get it. No matter what comes, I'm going to get what God wants me to have. What God has laid aside for me. And this was the mindset of Paul. But many today are very content when it comes to spiritual things. It's amazing how discontent we can be when it comes to the material things of this world. Many are, and all of us by nature, we're never satisfied with what the world has to offer. There's always something bigger. There's always something better that we've just got to have. And for the most part, God's people are very discontent in the world. But when it comes to their spiritual condition, in the one area where they ought not be satisfied, many are very well satisfied. Well, I'm not what I should be, but I'm a little further along than I was 20 years ago. And they're satisfied with that. They are content. But as you review these seven phrases in verses 10 through verse 14, read them over and over and over again. And do you see anywhere where Paul had the mindset of contentment? He wanted more. He said, "I know there's more knowledge to be had, and I want it. There's more faith to be had, and I want it. There's more grace to be had, and I want it." People today, if they think there's more money to be had, guess what? They want it. If there's a promotion to be had, they want it. If there's a better lifestyle to be had, they want it. But Paul is saying, "I know that there's more faith, there's more knowledge, there's more grace, there's more power, and I want it. There's more spiritual peace, there's more joy, there's more assurance out there, and I want it, and I'm striving for it. I'm not satisfied with the faith that I have. I'm not satisfied with the assurance I have. I'm not satisfied with the peace that I have," Paul is saying. "I press toward the mark. I want more. I want more." And that needs to be our mindset, to always want more spiritually. No matter where we are spiritually, we realize there's more out there. No matter how close to God we are, we can all be closer. And I want to be closer, is what Paul is saying. So we need to get out of the mindset of contentment. We need to extend ourselves spiritually. We need to reach forth spiritually. We need to press forward spiritually. Launch out spiritually. Go beyond where you are spiritually. Wherever you are spiritually today, my advice to you is go beyond where you are. Go further. Don't be satisfied with where you are spiritually. Many are of the mindset of mediocrity. They know there's more. They know there's more faith. They know they can be closer to the Lord. They know that they can experience the Lord more. They know all of these things. None of us would deny those things. We can all be further along than we are. And there's more than what we have spiritually. We all know that. But how many have settled for less? You've settled for less. Yes, I know there's more faith, but I'll settle for the faith that I have. I know there's more spiritual power available, but I'll just settle for what I have. Do you see that anywhere in verses 10 through 14? Paul did not have a mindset of mediocrity. He said, I know there's more out there spiritually, and I'm pressing forward for it. I want to attain it. I want to lay hold of it. I'm not going to settle for less. You see, as a child of God, you and I don't have to settle for a little faith. We don't have to settle for a little bit of power. There's more. Don't settle for less. Grab hold of what's there. And this is true for all of us. Many are of the mindset of fear. They know there's more. And they know there's more for them. But they're afraid. And I believe this with all of my heart, that many of God's people are fearful of becoming more spiritual than they are. They're afraid of it. Spirituality scares them. It scares them because they're fearful of what it might require. Right now, I'm where I am, and I don't have to leave mom and dad or grandchildren or children, and I kind of like it right here. But if I go further, there may be some requirements. I might have to leave some things that I love dearly. And I may lose some friends. Right now, where I am spiritually, I can remain friends with so-and-so. And I enjoy their friendship. But if I get more spiritual, if I get further along, I might lose their friendship. And all of those things are true. You might. But many are afraid. Afraid of getting closer to God than they are right now. Many are afraid to learn more of God's Word, because if they learn something, they might have to make some changes in their life. And they're fearful. And I believe that's the mindset of many of God's people. Because I'll tell you right now, the further you go spiritually, the more you have to let go of your life. The more you have to let go of your own thinking. The more you have to let go of your own ideas. And we're fearful of letting go. We're fearful of just letting loose. That's what God requires. And the truth is, if we're going to advance further, we're going to have to let go of a little bit more. No matter where we are, if we're going to advance, we've got to let go. And most are afraid of letting go. It scares them to death to take the next step. But the truth is, you are not going to advance further spiritually until you take the next step. And many are afraid to take the next step. Whatever it is, depends where you are spiritually. But there is a next step. That's true of all of us. We're all somewhere spiritually, and for each and every one of us, there is a next step. And we can't be afraid to take that next step. And when we take the next step, then we're a little further. And guess what? Then there's another next step. No matter where you are, there's always a next step. Do we want it bad enough that we're willing to take the next step? So many of God's people, I can't. Oh, I want to, but I can't. Quit telling God what you can't do. He already knows it. Just take the next step, whatever it is. And then, of course, there's not only the mindset of fear, which we've already alluded to, there's also the mindset of distraction. We lose sight of what is important. We are very easily distracted spiritually. It doesn't take much for us to get our attention on something else. Somebody can say something, or we heard that they said something. We'll think about that for the next month. And that's what our mind is on. So-and-so did something, or we heard they did, or what, it could be anything. And we get distracted, and our minds are on that, and we just choose to go in that direction. And we spend our lives chasing this and that. And we become distracted. There's more out there for us spiritually. And if we are going to obtain it, we cannot afford to be distracted by all the goings-ons in the world. We cannot afford to be distracted. We cannot afford to lose our focus. We cannot afford to lose sight of that which is really, truly important. And many of the things that we think are important are not important at all. They will not matter one iota in eternity. And yet we spend all of our time dwelling upon something that really doesn't matter. So I ask you today, where are you? Where are you spiritually? And are you willing to go beyond where you are? Or are you content to stay right where you are? You say, you know, right now it's pretty good. I just hope things continue the way they are. That should never be our mindset. It should always be our mindset, yes, things are pretty good right now, but I know God has more for me, and I want it. I want what God has for me. So wherever you are spiritually, there's more. The most spiritual person here today can be more spiritual. The most holy person here can be more holy. The strongest spiritual person here today can be stronger. The most learned spiritual person here can be more learned. The most loving spiritual person here can be more loving. There's always more. There's always more spiritually. The one who is the closest to the Lord can be closer. You may right now be as close to God as you've ever been in your entire life. I don't know. But even if that is so, even if right now you are as close to God as you've ever been in your whole life, don't you realize you can even be closer? That's true of all of us. We can be closer.
And we ought to yearn for that.
But we have to be willing again to take the next step that's going to bring us closer. The most submitted individual here today can be more submitted. We sing the song, "I Surrender All," and I doubt seriously that any one of us has ever surrendered everything. We can always surrender more. It's easy to sing the song. It's not so easy to do it. The most yielded individual can yield more. The most victorious individual, you may be on top of the world, spiritually speaking. You may have victory after victory, but I'm telling you, there's more victories. You haven't won all the victories yet. There's more to be had. So the question is, are we willing to go beyond where we are? Perhaps a better question is, do we want to go beyond where we are? Are we willing to strive for more? Are we willing to reach for more spiritually? Are we willing to extend ourselves as far as possible that we can obtain what is there for you and I spiritually? Are we willing to go beyond? Again, we're all somewhere. Are we willing to go beyond where we are? Are we willing to go beyond where we are in our relationship with the Lord? Are we willing to go beyond where we are in our prayer life? You say, "Oh, this is, I pray more now than I ever have." That's good. But you can still pray more. You can still pray more. "I have a better time praying now than I ever had," you might say. But you see, you can still pray more. That's true of all of us. Wherever you are in your church life, there's more. There's more. There's more for you to obtain. There's more for you to do. You say, "I do everything I can." No, you don't. None of us do. We don't do everything that we can. None of us do. That ought to be a goal. To do everything that we can. "Oh, what about so-and-so?" Don't worry about so-and-so. We're talking about ourselves. We can be more of a blessing to the church. You may be a tremendous blessing to this church. And many of you are. But don't you see you can be more of a blessing? You may be a tremendous encouragement, but we can be more. So wherever we are, we can do more. Whatever your relationship is with your brothers and sisters in Christ, it can be better. It can be more meaningful. It can be closer. But again, the question is, are you willing to go beyond where you are, wherever that might be? In closing, I do not believe that any of us have fully grasped our spiritual possibilities. We've never fully understood the spiritual possibilities that you and I have. We have not fully grasped how far we can go spiritually. We have not fully grasped how high we can ascend. None of us have. But we can ascend higher. And we can go further. But we limit ourselves. And we limit God. We not only limit ourselves, we limit God. We limit ourselves, we restrict ourselves. We confine ourselves. We restrain ourselves. How many times you felt like getting closer to God, you felt like doing something, but you restrained yourself? Why do we do that? Why would we restrain ourselves
from being more spiritual. Yet we do. We become a hindrance to ourselves.
But our spiritual possibilities are without limit. Our spiritual potential is great. How many of us today are willing to go beyond where we are? How many of us today are willing to take that next step? Whatever it might be. My next step may be different than your next step, and I'm sure it is. We're all somewhere different spiritually. But every single one of us has a next step to take to advance further. Are you willing to take the next step? The next step may be getting right with someone. The next step could be many, many, many different things. The point is not what the next step is. I don't need to know what the next step is. You do. Each one of us need to know what our next step is. And then we need to take it. What's holding you back today from taking the next step? Is it fear? Is it a mindset of mediocrity? Is it a mindset of contentment? What is it? I guarantee you we all have a reason for not taking the next step. Didn't say we had a good reason, but we all have a reason in our minds why we can't take the next step. But you need to get beyond that. And just like the children of Israel, when they step, I believe, you can believe what you want, but I believe when the Israelites were crossing the Red Sea rolled back each step they took. It just rolled back. But they each had to take that next step, that next step, that next step. And that's what we need to do today. That's true of all of us. Wherever we are spiritually, every single one of us needs to take the next step. And every single one of us has something in our life that's holding us back. It's always there. We may get a victory over it here and there, but it's always there. There's always that something that just, we're walking along and then, bam, there it is. You're not going any further. And what happens many times, we sit down right there and that's where we stay. That we should never do. We need to always be advancing spiritually. So God help us, for each one of us today, to see what the next step is and then to take that next step. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in singing.